The Power on Plants Cookbook Bundle is now available and ready for you. It's our premier go-to collection of over 50 simple whole food plant-based recipes that actually taste great and are done in a flash so you can have more time, more energy, and more joy every single day. These are our family's favorite recipes that you're going to love because they'll actually love you back. Our friends and clients tested them, gave rave reviews, and then I gathered them all into one powerful collection just to share with you. Go to get.poweronplantscookbookbundle.com to be the first to get your copy. That's get.poweronplants with an S, cookbookbundle.com, where you can get your hands on our quick and easy recipes that make living a healthy life not just possible, but really enjoyable and super delicious too. Get your copy today. Hey there, sunshine. Welcome to the Power on Plants podcast. We're your host, Jared and Anita Roussel, and we're absolutely head over heels for whole plant foods and helping you navigate this incredible plant-based journey. That's because our lives have been completely changed by plant-based goodness. We used to struggle every day with excess pounds and low energy, vascular disease, joint pain, and lack of sleep, just to name a few. And even though we're medical professionals, we still weren't getting practical answers that actually worked. So we dug into the research, we started living what we learned, and now we both have our lives back. And that's what we want for you too. The truth is you can do this, and it's not hard. You just need a way that will bring real and lasting change. And that path, it has to be simple and enjoyable, and it's got to be delicious too. So are you ready to live your life to the fullest? Then you're in the right place, because living without limits, that's what Power on Plants is all about. So pull up your chair, grab a matcha latte, and let's get started. Hey, sister, we are so glad you're joining us today. You're going to get a little behind the scenes peek of what's going on with us, because today we're talking about transitions. And when it comes to making a transition in your life and living a life that you know you were put here to live, sometimes it takes sacrifice. And that may mean it doesn't always look the way you want it to look. You know, Jared and I have been in the process of moving. We have just moved 5 hours across the state of Florida.
Yes, we went from the East Coast to the West Coast. Well, actually Panhandle, but I consider that more like the West Coast.
So we're now in the Panhandle, and we're in a transition because we're in a house where, you know, if you know the state of things right now on the housing market, I probably don't need to say any more about that. So we found this place to live that we absolutely love, but it's just temporary. And so we have to set up things that temporarily work for us. We're in this transition. Maybe you're in a transition to whole food plant-based, and you're thinking you have to have everything perfect or specific way that you envision it being. But maybe that way you envision it, it's not going to work for you the best right now because of whatever situation you're in life. So like at our old house, we had a great podcast studio set up, and the setup works so fantastic for us. But right now, where would you think we might be podcasting from in our little townhouse?
Our space before, we had our own dedicated office for everything, and it was permanently set up. We had sound panels on the roof to help with the echo, because there was a really bad echo.
It was bad.
You'd think we might be in the Alps there if you heard it without all of what we did to help stop that. But so that's what we were in. Take a guess where we are right now. No, seriously, just take a moment to guess. All right, Anita, where are we right now?
We're in our new garage. We actually have set up a desk space in our garage. Let me just tell you, I want you to always remember when you're in a transition, if Jared and Anita can help us from their garage, then I can make this work for me, whatever my life situation is. Because the truth is, sister, no matter what you're going through, and right now you're probably going through at least considering a transition to whole food plant-based, or you've already started and you feel overwhelmed and frustrated and you don't know what to do, take one step at a time and find what works, because there is a way that it can work for you. You can find a way. There's always a way to make an excuse not to move forward.
Oh, absolutely.
Don't do that to yourself, because if you just take one step and the next step and figure out how, like Jared talked, we talk about going from I can't to how can I. It applies to this situation as well. You know, you may not be in the ideal situation. Maybe in your home, nobody else is interested in eating whole food plant-based. Maybe you're surrounded in your office by vending machines, right? Or you have all these patterns set up around you that don't set you up for success. So you need to learn how to shift the environment you're in, because that's your environment, and make it work for you.
Well, and that's a perfect example of where we are right now. We're in a 3-bedroom condo, and it's beautiful. We love it. It's working very well, but it does not have an office. And we could just say, well, we're just going to have to put our podcast on hold for a couple of months because we just don't have a place.
Right. And then we stop showing up for ourselves and for you. And we don't want you to do that in your life. You've got to show up for yourself, because if you don't make yourself a priority, how are you going to help other people in the mission that God's given you?
Well, I know for us, not showing up just wasn't an option.
No.
So we had to figure out, okay, how can we do this? And we said, well, you know, we've got a garage and we can just create a little corner and do exactly what we're doing right now.
And here we are in the garage coming straight to you. And you know what? It too, absolutely find the people to connect with. That's why we're still connecting with you as well, because we're also still on this journey. You know, when you get into something that you want to learn, like whole food plant-based, and you're listening to someone who's the expert, who's been doing this for a while. In our case, we're in the medical field, and you might say, well, they're in the medical field. You know, they've been doing this for a while. They know it all. Well, we're still on the journey of learning and growth, because the minute you stop learning, the minute you stop growing is the minute that you stagnate. And that you don't keep that momentum going. And so, like the other day, was there something?
Well, I was thinking, like in business, they say if you're not growing, you're dying. So it's kind of the same with this. I don't necessarily want to say that you are dying if you're not growing, but you know what I mean. If on this journey you're not learning new things and exploring new foods, then you're going to get stagnant. You're going to fall out of it. You're going to fall into old ways. And it's just going to become not enjoyable and you won't do it anymore. So just like with business, if you're not growing, you're dying.
Well, and that's why we set up the success path. And those are the key areas that you keep coming back to over and over again, so that you keep growing deeper into those areas. It's not like a one and done. You're going to fly through the success path and then you're done. I mean, it's like anything else. If you're in business, if you're an entrepreneur, if you're a businesswoman, right? Or even in raising your family. You don't just learn one thing and then you just stop and do that one thing forever. You go deeper into that thing and you learn additional things. You keep learning and you keep growing. And before long, you're in a place where you never would have been if you had stayed on that old path.
And that one thing that you learn will only take you so far. It's kind of like that one thing that you've learned that got you here. Well, that's as far as it will take you. It will never take you beyond. So you got to keep learning and growing. We created our success path. And we're still following it. I mean, we're still revisiting
exactly.
It and learning new things inside of each one. So,
yeah, I mean, just take food, for example, just the one thing. I mean, I'm always looking for a new way to do things. And we keep doing some of the old ways that we love and that have worked for us, right? And we've got ways and systems in place to organize those things. So now I don't have to have somebody make a menu plan for me or a meal plan for me that I don't like, right? I learn ways to make a meal plan and set it up so that it has all my old favorites, so I don't forget about those things. But then I can add new things to it very easily, drag and drop, and drag in my weekly meal plans into my monthly calendar. I mean, you've got to have ways to do this that it works for you and it keeps working for you again and again. That way you can stop working so hard, because your time is super valuable. I understand that. You're a busy woman. You've got aspirations and dreams and goals in your life and things that you want to do. And we want you to get to a place where you feel great enough to do those things on a regular basis, because this is not just about extending your life and getting healthy to live longer. We want you to have this quality of life, this depth of life, that you can do all the things that you were created to do in this world.
I mean, we see that all the time, though, where, and we're going to share this in our next podcast, but we ran into a woman recently who, she's younger, but she said, I just don't feel good. Mm-mm. I just want to feel good so I have the energy to do the things that I want and need to do.
And that is what this is all about. So we want you to know, no matter what you're facing today, if you feel overwhelmed or frustrated, just realize it doesn't have to be perfect. And you don't have to have it all figured out. Go back and listen to some podcast episodes. Pick one thing that you want to do, one thing that you want to implement and change, start doing that. I mean, I was talking to her and she was talking about how she'd been putting oil in everything and she hurts and her joints ache. So she said, you know, after talking with me, I think I just want to start with oil now. I want to get dairy out of my life more. And she mentioned some other things she wanted to do. But I just told her, I said, just pick one place to start and start doing one thing in that category. So she would pour it all over her salad dressing, only oil, just olive oil, because it's good for me, all over my salad dressings. And she would put drops of it, like blobs of it, into her smoothie, even though she didn't like how it tasted, because she thought that was good for her. And to remove that, now her smoothie's going to taste better, and she's not going to have to endure that oil.
We know she's going to feel better.
It's going to make a huge difference. But you just go back and pick that one thing and get started and start gaining momentum. Then I want you to jump into our free Facebook group, and I want you to share what you did. What did you do for 1 week, for 2 weeks, and what were your results? Share it. Get in there and get new ideas and share with each other, because this is where the change starts to happen.
And right now in the beginning, just commit to 7 days for that one thing. And I know that you will feel a difference in that short of a time span, but getting that little bit of action will create that forward momentum, and you'll get more and more. It's like the snowball going down the hill. Be the snowball. It's going to start growing and it's building more momentum and more forward speed.
And like Jared said, you know, he said, if you're in the beginning, do this. At the beginning, do this. But maybe you're not at the beginning. Maybe you've been on this journey for a while and you just don't know where to go from here, or you just don't feel like you're getting it, or it's not clicking. Go back again. Same thing. It doesn't matter where you are. We do this all the time. We revisit. Where are we on our path? Where do we want to be? What are we not getting enough of? What do we want to get more of into our life? What do we want to get out and put back into its place, right? Because again, you don't want to just take things out. When you remove something from your life, like a food that's been sabotaging your health, always make sure you get something back in its place. And we'll talk about this more on the next episode, but I want you to start thinking, I'm taking this thing out. Like, I want to remove dairy. Well, on the certain things that you love dairy, like I loved heavy cream in my soups. I loved creamy soups. I loved cheese on my salad. Like, what am I going to use in place of those things? And find those replacements that you love one at a time and start living it and walking it out, but never leave that empty hole where that old thing that you loved used to be, because otherwise you're going to go crazy on that thing and you'll never be able to let it go.
I'm just smiling over here because you said you love cheese. You love cheese on cheese on everything.
I like cheese on cheese. Let's just be real.
And we did do that, actually.
Give me some cheese and let's top it with more cheese. Yeah.
But that's not our story anymore. We have broken free from that addiction.
Yeah. I mean, I don't even crave it anymore.
And we love it. I mean, we don't miss it at all.
No, but I have to have my cheesy things. I still do. Creamy and cheesy things. I just needed to know a new way to do it and to get ideas for those new ways. Again, go back and just pick an episode and start putting things into place. We have episodes on how to make nut milk, how to make quick and easy meals, all kinds of things here waiting just for you. So pick that one thing, do it, get in the Facebook group, Power on Plants, private Facebook group. We are here to help you, to answer your questions. We are on your side. You can do this. You just have to be determined, and your why has to be big enough. What are your reasons for wanting to do this? What are your goals for your life? What are you being held back from because you just don't feel like it, or because you're dealing with a disease process that you know could probably be reversed by removing some of those old ways and getting the new ones in their place?
Yes.
We look forward to meeting you inside the Facebook group, and we will see you again next time on Power on Plants podcast.